Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
You might have seen on the telly, Ninja Warrior, the Pocket Rocket, the Mighty Mosquito, Stevie Baster had a crack.
Now these steps are 175 centimetres apart. Stephen's only 164 centimetres, that's 5'3". So these are big jumps for a jockey.
But I'll tell you what, he's handling this first obstacle really well.
Well, he hit, but he couldn't stick. But that was about another four obstacles in. Stevie, good morning, mate.
Morning, Sean. How are you going?
Mate, you went well.
Well, it depends on whose eyes you're looking through, I guess. I was very happy with the way I went because all I want to do was get over that first one.
Just get one under your belt and then not look like a mug.
Yeah, correct.
Now, you are very fit, not only as a rider, but you run marathons, you do mixed martial arts too, don't you?
Oh, mate, the martial arts thing's a long time ago, but, yeah, I've done a bit of everything and probably more into the cycling than anything these days because of my old hips, so cycling keeps me fit.
Now, I think you went overseas and rode somewhere recently, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Spain for a couple of weeks and I've been doing the cycling for about 3 years now and I enjoy a little bit of competition and I went away with a few of the boys and we had a great time.
Now, Steve, some people train for that Ninja Warrior exercise for 12 months. What sort of work did you do that was different to your normal fitness?
So I went to there's a lot of ninja gyms, as you call them, I guess. There's a place called the Compound Training down here that has all the equipment and everything. And I went there a couple of days a week for 6 weeks leading into it and trained with a few of the guys that are exceptional, that are amazing and they're into the semis and then hopefully go into the grand final. So it gives me something to cheer for.
Did it affect your weight? Did you drop weight or put on weight, muscle, by all that extra training?
Yeah, I actually put on a little bit of weight. Obviously, there's not a lot of me, so it doesn't take much. So my arms might have gained half a centimetre. So I put a little bit of weight on, but we got that back off pretty quick. But 6 weeks of swinging off bars tends to get you a bit stronger.
You got a set of guns there now, have you?
No, I had. They're gone. They lasted about a week.
Did they really? Now, you mentioned you're not that big. I chuckle because I mentioned earlier on, I gave you your first tab winner and you weighed nothing.
Yeah, I remember them days, Sean. It was a long time ago, about 20 years ago, and I was probably walking around about 44 kilos.
Well, I remember the day. It was Pakenham Cup Day. You rode the horse, good old Teddy. He had 63. You pulled three off. And you rode him in a Sid Hill Ascot saddle with a dirty grey big lead bag and a heavy cloth. You looked like you were in an armchair when you got on him.
Yeah. I must admit that it was harder work getting all my gear into the races than what it is now, that's for sure.
If I could tell you, one of the funniest days I've ever spent, when you come out, one of my mates said, do we have to have this kid back at the primary school after the race or not? I said, no, he's all right. And in the straight, at the 200, you pull the stick. I thought, this is going to be interesting. You give one a nice little bit of a stitch up. We got protested against, but held it. But the funniest part was when you unsaddle the horse, everything dropped on the ground. The steward couldn't keep a straight face. He said, you're going to have to help him.
Yeah, like I said, there's a fair bit of weight in the saddle them days. But it was a good experience, Sean. Good to get, well, like you said, it was my first TAB winner, which was very memorable.
Yeah, it was, mate. Look, fantastic. These days you're going well. You team up in Melbourne with Gay Waterhouse quite often and you've had a terrific strike rate, Steve.
Yeah. Gay and Adrian have been fantastic to me and gave me a little bit of a boost, you know, probably 3 years ago. Got me going again when I was going a little bit quiet and we've had a lot of success since and hopefully this spring we can have a bit more.
All right, finally, Ninja Warrior next season. Will you have another crack, Steve?
I've had a lot of messages. Everybody's keen for me to do it, but I don't know how keen I am. We'll wait and see, but right. I might give it a miss, but we'll see.
All right, mate. Good on you. It was great to see you have a go the other night, and it was good fun, but it was great. Everyone loved it.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate the call.